Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we are taking a break from our study of the book of Revelation to look at the book of Proverbs with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, open your Bible, if you will, to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 1. And for a long time, I've wanted to do a study through the book of Proverbs. And tonight, what we're just going to do is we're just going to have kind of an introduction to the Proverbs, if you will, particularly about discretion. And we're going to open up just there at the beginning of Proverbs in chapter number 1. For discretion is what we'll be looking at primarily this evening. And if you will, for the lesson tonight, just something, a title, so it kind of stick with you, is discretion advised, or it's critical thinking, if you will. Many of you, if you've ever seen the warning on a book or maybe on a TV show that you ought not been watching, the little warning comes up, it'll say, viewer discretion is advised. Or in a book, it'll say, reader discretion is advised, something of that nature. And kind of the equivalent to that that we see, I guess we don't see too much of that anymore. Now they'll phrase it that content may not be suitable for all audiences. That kind of a thing is the warning they'll put up there. And it's usually shown in something that contains content that's deemed unsuitable for children or other young people. And when they use it, the legal term for discretion is to decide and act in accordance with what is fair, equitable, and wholesome. To decide and act along these lines is the legal concept of that discretion. And so when you see these warnings that come up, what it is, it's an invitation for adult audience members that are responsible to, one, decide whether or not to watch or read the content, and then, two, to act responsibly and decide whether it's proper for children and other young people to watch or read the potentially unsuitable content of the discretion. You'll see that warning. And you'll understand kind of why we're talking about what we're talking about. But in a nutshell, when you see that warning, it means beware. You assume any potential risk from watching or reading this or allowing your children to do the same. That's what that warning comes up for, that we see that. Well, in our life, we need to have discretion. We need to beware, because we assume all responsibility from the things that we watch, the things we read, the things that we do in our life, and the things that we allow our families to do. We're responsible for it. We're accountable for it. And we'll see about that here in just a little bit. But that's that kind of thought in a nutshell about discretion's advised. We need to beware. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, verse number 3 tells us, "But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that's in Christ." The pastor used this verse this morning. You just heard about this verse. Well, two things I wanted to highlight just from here is about that your mind should be corrupted. First, I want you to see that simplicity that it talks about. It says the simplicity that is in Christ. Many times we might think of the simplicity and we think maybe the simplicity of Christ or of the scriptures and about how it's not of any private interpretation and it's there for our edification, for our instruction. This simplicity that it's talking about, it's talking about the simplicity that's in Christ. Not just of Christ, but that we find in Christ. That simplicity literally talks about the singleness, the sincerity, the honesty, the freedom from hypocrisy. It's straightforward. It's simple. Our life in Christ ought to be so. It should be simple. It should be honest. It should be straightforward. It should be easily understood by others because they're not having to wade through the double life that we're living. We ought to have that simplicity in Christ, to simply fear God and keep His commandments. But we're going to read from Scripture that from the mind of man, this idea of that simple life of the believer will be corrupted. It will be modified. It'll be changed. And I want you to know from this verse that the spirit is incorruptible. The soul is not. That's why he said, I fear that your mind should be corrupted from this thing. 1 Peter 1, chapter 1, verse 23 talks about us that the incorruptible seed that's been done, that perfect work, when at the point of salvation, when the spirit is eternally secured in Christ, we cannot lose our salvation. It's incorruptible. Not only is there an inheritance incorruptible for us, but that seed that's been planted is incorruptible. Nothing can change it. Well, that's the spirit, but the soul is corruptible. That's why we get the admonitions from Scripture, like in the book of Romans, where it talks about presenting your body a living sacrifice. It talks about in verse 2, it says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's a constant effort that we make that our soul, our mind, is not corrupted by this world. The world cannot touch our spirit. It is eternally secure. So at the point of conversion, at the point of salvation, the battle for the spirit has been won for Christ. Satan has lost. So he will then turn his attention to the battle for the soul. He doesn't give up on us just because he's lost us from eternity. He doubles down his efforts. If he can't have us for eternity, then by golly, he's going to have us here and now. And so the battle for the soul, the mind, really starts to hit home. And that's why we're going to find about the importance of discretion. It lives in the mind. We're going to look at that. But a truth that I want you to know from this, when it talks about that simplicity that is in Christ, the believer's life should not be perpetually overwhelming. It doesn't mean that we won't go through seasons of times when we feel overwhelmed. Scripture tells us about finding our comfort in that strong tower, running to the name of the Lord. But it should not be a perpetual overwhelming experience. As in every time that you consider the things of Christ or your walk with the Lord, it shouldn't have this sense of dread, overwhelming sorrow that comes upon you. Some people's walk with Christ seems to be that way. Well, the believer's life should, I've got should there underlined, is not God's intention. It should not be perpetually overwhelming. It should be pleasant. It should be sweet, the fellowship that we have with the Lord and the opportunities that we have to serve Him. And sometimes we get overwhelmed because we lose that simplicity in Christ that we were once made known to. We found all of our hope in the Lord. The hopes like the pastor talked about this morning. We find our joy and our happiness in the Lord. And then corruption starts to set in with the mind and distract us and distort our perception. And we lose that simplicity in the Lord. We lose that train of thought. We lose that priority. And I don't want to get too far ahead. We're going to talk about that priority here in just a little bit. But I want you to know that the believer's life should not be perpetually overwhelming. In Colossians 2:8, the Bible says, beware. Again, that thought, beware. Have this discretion, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. We see here the dangers that lie in man's thinking, in man's perception. It is through these tools and avenues that our mind, our soul, will be corrupted with these things, with the philosophies and vain deceits. And when it's talking about the spoil you, it's here written to believers. It's not that it's going to prevent your salvation. This is going to ruin your opportunities to serve the Lord. You're still going to heaven. The spirit cannot be corrupted, but the soul can. And it's going to ruin your life down here. You are going to be perpetually overwhelmed in your walk with the Lord. That is the goal of evil, to overwhelm you, to discourage you, to put you down, to make you feel alone.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teachings like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly is our prayer.